Welcome to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. Now, be prepared to be blessed as we hear a special word from Pastor Blakes.
This month, I need your help. I need you to reach your family, your friends, your coworkers, because I believe that this month is going to mark a turnaround in many families. We are New Home, what? Family Worship Center. So it means that a great emphasis, a great part of our emphasis is on what? Family. And if you have an emphasis on family, you have to also have an emphasis on marriage. Everybody say marriage. Yeah. But emphasis on marriage. So today I want to start this series, which is entitled, Let's Talk Family. And I'm sitting because I don't want you to be under the impression that I'm preaching. I want you to understand that this is conversational. And I'm trying to communicate some things to you that can turn your families around and for many of you save your marriages. That's my aim. Because there are a lot of you who are struggling, and even those that are watching by way of television, who are struggling in your marriages. You're struggling to stay in them. You're struggling to live in them. You're just kind of tolerating. But see, marriage is not to be tolerated. It's to be celebrated. And a lot of times, the thing that makes the difference between a great marriage, which leads to a great family, versus a marriage that is toxic or sickened, which leads to broken families, is wisdom. And I blame many times the church, I blame the preacher, because we're sitting in these churches every Sunday and we're really not teaching people life. We're teaching people everything, but we're not really teaching them life. So you leave out of the church experience with no more of an understanding about how to live for God or live as a representative of God than you knew when you first came in. So this month, we're setting aside this time to deal with family. Just touch that neighbor, tell them, let's talk family. Here in lesson number one, we're talking about, you probably never thought you'd hear this on a Sunday morning in church, sexless marriages. I can see a lot of y'all got it. See how quiet you got? A lot of y'all ain't having no sex. A lot of you married folk ain't having no sex. A lot of you single folk having too much. But you know what? You know, see, I'm going to tell you what I tell you about me, Deke. I don't like religion. I don't like religion. And religion is nothing but rituals that men came up with that we enforce in the church that many times have absolutely nothing to do with the Word of God. I'm not about religion. I'm about Christ, and I'm about the kingdom of God. And the religious mind thinks like this. We don't want to deal with issues like sex in the church, but God invented it. Sex was God's idea. We don't want to talk about it, but yet when we leave out of these sanctuaries on Sundays, everybody going out doing it. And the folk that should be doing it, not doing it, or they're not doing it with the ones they should be doing it with. And the ones that shouldn't be doing it at all, doing it more than those that have a license to do it. And then you get here and you don't want me to talk about it when you got it all twisted up. You all caught up in the game, praise the Lord. So I figured, Jesus said, teach them to observe all things. So I'm going to deal with some stuff y'all not comfortable with, praise the Lord. I like to see you sweat anyway. Well, okay, here you go. Is my marriage sexless? One psychologist says, if a married couple has sex less than 10 times a year, you're in a sexless marriage. That's less than once a month. I'm just trying to help you figure out if you're in a sexless marriage or not. That's less than once a month. Everybody's uncomfortable with sex. Okay, watch this here. In Genesis 2, 24 and 25, verses 24 and 25 says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And verse 25 says, and they were both naked, and what? Man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Touch your neighbor, tell them they were naked and not ashamed. The intent of marital sex, and understand, according to God's system, God's order, sex is for marriage. That's why the Apostle Paul said, if you're also hot in the pants, it's better that you marry than to burn. A lot of folk think he's talking about going to hell, but he wasn't talking about going to hell. He's talking about burning in passion, lust. He says, better y'all so caught up on one another, it's better for y'all to marry than to burn. But sex is for, everybody say marriage. The intent of marital sex is that the two individuals would experience an exclusive intimacy of becoming one flesh. An exclusive intimacy of becoming one flesh. That was God's original intent or design for the sexual act. That a man and a woman who become husband and wife, as Adam and Eve did, become one flesh through the covenant act of sex. This is why the Bible limits sex to married couples. And the word of God frowns on fornication or adultery. We were not designed to become one flesh with but one person at a time based on lifespan. This is where a lot of us in this room, myself included, so you can understand I'm not talking at you, I'm with you, who've not lived our lives within the perfect ideal order of God's design, we have all of these things going on in our minds because we become one with too many people that God never designed. Some of y'all right now, we can pump some Teddy Pendergrass in this room, and the first person you think about, oh, shucking now. And it won't be your husband or your wife, praise the Lord. Because you became one with somebody that you were not in divine covenant with. What is the problem with marriages where people are not satisfied sexually? You have too many other points of reference. You've had too many other experiences that were not within the constructs of God's righteous order. So now when you come into a divine covenant, now you're comparing your wife or your husband to X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Whereas if we had lived our lives as God intended and preserved that part of our living for the one person God would bring us into divine covenant with, we would always be satisfied sexually. All right, praise the Lord. Y'all can loosen up. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Touch your neighbor, tell him it's really not that bad. It's going to be all right. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 16, the Bible says, or do you not know and realize that when a man joins himself to a prostitute, he's going to the extreme. He becomes one body with her. The two, it is written, shall become one flesh. Even when you lay down with prostitutes, you become one with them. Mm-hmm. Sex was designed to make a man and his wife one flesh, because it is a covenant act. Now watch this. The sad and most common trend, now listen to this carefully, because this is truth. The sad and most common trend is that couples had more sex and greater sense of sexual fulfillment prior to marriage. Most of y'all that are sitting in this room today who are married, unfortunately, outside of the will of God, had greater sexual or more fulfilling sexual experiences prior to marriage. And now that you are married, Now sex is a bore. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm gonna get it hop. I'm gonna get it popping today, baby. Yeah, I'm about to give y'all a Holy Ghost Viagra shot here. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna get up off this thing with your lazy self. It's on and popping tonight, baby. Praise the Lord. It's gonna be sleepless in New Orleans tonight. According to Google, the number one thing searched by married people is sexless marriage. Can you believe that? According to Google, the number one thing searched is sexless marriage. Meaning married people are not having sex. Man, I haven't seen my wife in 10 days. And so last night, you know, I woke up this morning, read it. Somewhere around midnight, she put on there, Lord, on Facebook. This woman just as crazy as can be. Put on Facebook, Lord, help my husband to sleep well at night so he can do your work in the morning and do my work at night. I went and got me a vitamin immediately. You know, but we're all uncomfortable about marital sex. But the Bible says that the bed of a married couple is undefiled. All right. When the sex was unrighteous, when we were participating in illicit sexual activity, when the sex was unrighteous and illegitimate, it was frequent and fulfilling. Why does it go downhill after we get in alignment with God's order? Why was your fornication years more sexually exciting than your marital season? Satan knows that if he can destroy the sex, he can destroy the sense of oneness. So much I want to say, I just don't have the time. According to marriage and sex therapist research, 50%, now listen to this carefully, 50% of men and 48% of women say the reason they cheat is because they are in a sexless marriage. When you ain't giving your man nothing at home, and you just sitting there looking all crazy and everything, them big old rollers in your head won't take care of your appearance. And you ain't giving your man nothing at home. I don't care how much Christian he is, you putting him in an awkward position. You just laid up there watching the game, trying to see if LeBron gonna pull out game two and all that, and then turning over, going to sleep because you drunk all that beer all after Sunday afternoon. And you ain't doing nothing for your wife. But now I want you to pay attention to these numbers now. 50% of men and 48% of women, meaning that women cheating too now. The time that we was the creepers, but now the women creeping too. What the boy said back in the day, who making love to the old lady while you was out making love? You gonna come home and find a strange pair of slippers under your bed. You better try to get busy. Tell somebody that you better try to get busy. But the number one reason they cheat is because they're in sexless marriages. Man was created to need closeness. We need closeness. When the intimacy in marriage is dead, it opens the doors and even the windows to outside relationships. Look what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 through 5. Paul says, now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for man not to touch a woman. Paul says, if you can be abstinent, that's the best thing in the world. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, sex outside of marriage, let every man have his own wife. And let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. Now, that's a lesson in itself right there. What's due benevolence? You can't tell your wife what's due benevolence. She got to tell you. See, a lot of y'all want to give people what they need when you want to give it to them. That ain't the way it go. If you got to exercise, drink a little more water, and take some special vitamins and stuff like that to keep up, you know, that's why I don't understand. Well, I'm going to leave that alone. Praise the Lord. I was talking to a dude my age the other day, 50 years old, my age, and he's talking about, you know, if he ever get married again, he want a woman half his age. You know, a 50-year-old man with a 25-year-old woman, it's like a dog chasing a car. If he catch it, it ain't nothing he can do with it, praise the Lord. You may as well stay in your lane, hallelujah, and get you a woman, hallelujah, that's comparable to your speed. Because you is no longer a 10-speeder. You're a tricycle now, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm going to leave that alone. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. That's some of the stuff y'all need to talk about. You know, how often do you plan on having sex? See, because if you got a man that had if you marrying a man that's used to accommodating 3 and 4 women at a time, you can't come there and put the man on a once every 10-day schedule. And then he gonna be happy with you. That man used to having sex every day. So you gotta ask yourself, am I prepared to accommodate the due benevolence that will be due of me? Because you are responsible to take care of that man's sexual needs now. You want a he-man, you want an alpha male, you want a man that's in the gym beating on his chest and his blood running through his vein. Well, you got to be ready to deal with that at night. You can't be having headaches every night. One brother said, ain't your head, I'm looking for no way, praise the Lord. Take your aspirin, I ain't your head I need, praise the Lord. Somebody said, Lord, I can't believe this man. Yes. Yes, I'm talking about it up in here. You want to talk about divorce? I want to talk about keeping you away from getting. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. You can write us or send a prayer request to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 571083, Houston, Texas, 77257. Be sure to mention that you heard us on the podcast. You may also call us at 713-991-1302. If you live in the Houston or New Orleans areas, or if you're just visiting, we invite you to come join us at one of our powerful, family-oriented services where we are building a future for you. Our Houston location is 4805 Shermeyer Street in Houston, Texas. In New Orleans, we're at 13800 Hayne Boulevard in East New Orleans, Louisiana. For service times, directions, or more information about our ministry, call 713-991-1302. In the New Orleans area, call 504-244-6968. Our email is rc@comehometonewhome.org. And be sure to visit our website at www.comehometonewhome.org. Remember, you're on top and you're going higher. God has more in store for you.